Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Nedbank het gister aangekondig dat het Jason Quinn as sy nuwe uitvoerende hoof aangestel het. Hy sal in Mei volgende jaar die leisels by Mike Brown oorneem, wanneer Brown uittree na 'n loopbaan van 30 jaar by die bank. Dit is 'n interessante aanstelling wat 'n paar wenkbraue laat lig het, aangesien Quinn tot gister die finansiële hoof van Absa was. Hy was ook in 2021 'n tussentydse uitvoerende hoof van Absa, nadat Daniel Manele Absa as uitvoerende hoof verlaat het. Nou gesels ek met Daniel Manele, nie as 'n voormalige uitvoerende hoof van Absa nie, maar as die huidige voorsitter van Nedbank. Daniel, thank you so much for your time today. It's an interesting appointment in this context. Did you have anything to do with luring Jason to Nedbank?
The working relationship that Jason and I had neither advantaged him nor disadvantaged him in the process. This was a collective board process, a very rigorous process based on very clearly defined criteria of who we thought would be the most suitable candidate to succeed Mike Brown when he retires. That was not an appointment that the chair is making, but it's a collective board process. Having said that, of course, you know, the board and I are very delighted that we have secured the services of an experienced leader of the caliber of Jason Quinn, who has a proven track record in banking, extensive financial services experience, leadership qualities and trusted relationships within the industry, well regarded. But no, it has nothing to do with me having lured him over. We employed an international search firm, a very reputable international search firm, which has got a strong base in South Africa, discussed with them our CE success profile that the board had put together to guide it in its search, to say, look, what is it? What are the attributes that we need? What is it that the individual needs to bring along in terms of being able to drive our strategic priorities? What is experience? What is his background and all of that? And it was a domestic and global search. And as part of that process, they went around and solicited people that they thought could be suitable for the role, to be looked at, interviewed, assessed, and Jason Quinn happened to be one of them.
So he didn't apply for the job. He was headhunted in many ways as part of a process.
As part of the process, he was identified through the process of the recruitment firm that was assisting us in the process. There was no job advert that people could apply to.
Many banks typically develop their own talent to lead the institution, and Mfundo Nkuhlu, he was the chief operating officer, or he is the chief operating officer, he has been in that position since 2015. Was he on the shortlist? Because it seems interesting that somebody from the outside would come to a bank if you have an established, you know, internal team, which seems to be very, very capable.
In fact, you are correct in that Nedbank has got a very proud, actually, tradition of succession planning and succession management, and has over the years been very exemplary in growing their own timber. And as part of the lineup of the candidates that we looked at, as indicated earlier, it was both internal and external. That lineup included internal candidate that were assessed along the external candidates. And I'm not at liberty to disclose the names of those internal candidates, but it's certainly the board considered both internal and external candidates.
There was also talk that Cuba Naidu, a former deputy president of the Reserve Bank, could be on the list or lined up for this position. Was he on the list?
As I say, I can't discuss individuals that were on the list, but you know, I did see the speculation in the media myself.
And Jason has big shoes to fill. Mike Brown was at Nedbank for 30 years, most of those as the CEO, and it must be a loss for the group.
Mike Brown has been an outstanding leader for the Nedbank group. And when he leaves, as you said, after a period of 30 years, he will leave an indelible imprint on the history of the group. And he's still around until he steps down in May, but he has been very, very successful in his tenure. And in the statements that we issued, I reminded people of only a few of his many achievements, and the most recent one, of course, being him being named the Sunday Times Business Leader of the Year in 2020, which was honoring his leadership during the COVID crisis. And that was an award based on the outcome of the votes of the CEOs of the top 100 companies listed on the JSE. He championed over the years the group's purpose of using its financial expertise to do good, and positively shaped the culture of Nedbank by fostering diversity and inclusion, and very passionate and supported various social and environmental courses supported by Nedbank, played a key role in the CEO initiative. He's the deputy president of business leadership, was previously the chairman of the Banking Association. So he's got a lot of accolades to his name, and has sort of led this business admirably over many years.
Yes, he has been absolute stalwart, not only a very good CEO of Nedbank, but he was probably one of the best bankers this country has ever seen. But just lastly, it seems ironic that two ex-APSA people are going to lead Nedbank. Do you see the irony in that?
I don't, actually. It just happens to be how the outcome came about. Certainly nobody went out there and say, look, at the end of the day, we need to have two APSA people or ex-APSA people in these roles. It's pure coincidence. I do obviously know Jason Quinn well, having worked well with him, and certainly can attest to the qualities that he brings along to add to the strength of our team here at Nedbank. We look forward, both at the board level and the exco level, we look forward to welcoming him to the Nedbank family and working with him when he gets here.
Dankie, Daniel. Dit was Daniel Manele. Hy is die voorsitter van Nedbank.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.